City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We are talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny. This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light, always worth it. American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow. LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Windy City Queercast, show 31. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick, and she's back.
She is back, and she's taking her meds,
which is
a beautiful thing.
If you don't know who we're talking about Rosie O'Donnell. She made her debut on The View today.
Yep, she did.
An early 10 a.m. You know, I taped it, but I forgot to tune in. I don't have cable. I know I live in the dark ages.
I have boop. I have TiVo.
TiVo-licious.
International sound for boop, boop, boop.
Wait, so that means now it's going to tape The View for you all the time, right? Because it learns.
No, here's the deal. I did watch The View yesterday. I wanted to kind of watch pre-Rosie and post-Rosie. And yesterday I was like, these women are so shrill. Give me Excedrin migraine. It was awful.
Drivel.
But you know, Rosie came in today. She took a strong lead. She acted like she'd never not been there, to the point that Barbara Walters had to say, should we tell people who you are?
Right.
And she was like, I'm Meredith Vieira.
Right.
Thus hearkening back to when she was on VH1 Spotlight and used to be like, I'm Janet Jackson or whoever. LaToya.
Good notes.
So, what did you think?
Well,
from what you saw,
I think that they have some getting used to each other. They have to take some time, and they have to really get themselves together. Because in just the first few minutes, we were talking about toilet training, boobies, and fur.
She talked about her muff. She talked about her beaver.
Real quick.
In a bathtub. And thinking about any of those women in the bathtub is nothing I want to think about.
And thank God she's rich, because she probably has a big bathtub. But she also, right away, I mean, within the first 4 minutes, she dropped the L word on us. I was so impressed.
She did.
She made the little lesbian hand gesture. It's lesbian. But I don't know. I think,
she said, we won't talk about that yet. Because they're talking about her fact that her marriage was nullified. Right. Now, she'd already mentioned Kelly, her partner, for a few references. But she put the L on her forehead and was kind of like, lesbian. Of course, she got huge applause for that.
And then at one point, they quickly panned over to the audience and showed her wife and her wife's parents, I believe.
You know, it's so crazy, too, because, I mean, just the fact that she's kind of pulling her old show in with things like they gave away a cruise and some stuff like that. Speaking of cruise, Tom Cruise had sent her flowers.
Big arrangement
of flowers. And I just wanted somebody to say, what in the world do you still see in this guy?
I don't get it.
You know, I don't know.
I wonder if the card said,
she's his fag hag, isn't she?
What do you call that when a lesbian likes a straight man like that?
No, she's his fag hag. But
I think he's straight. You think he's gay?
I don't know. I think he's insane. I think he's an alien. I think he's going to go be in some extraterrestrial place.
But his needle is floating. So that's good.
That's a very, very
Scientology reference. They make you hold the little new thing. Anyway, enough about Tom. I thought she was really good. I was very happy to see her assuming the Meredith Vieira role quite nicely.
Yeah.
She was very strong, very determined. God knows why they had Jessica Simpson on as the first guest, though.
Well, the fact that she lip synced because she had no voice, and then they were like, and now she's going to sing her single over here. And I was like, okay, she's going to be entirely lip syncing because there's no way she can sound like she does. And let's
be real. She has no voice. It's not that she had no voice.
She looked cute.
She did. She had her cute little hair.
She's very Nancy Sinatra with a little short mini that was about to show her beaver. Right. I think I saw her panties.
I think I tried really hard. Joy called her out on that. I wonder if she has like a Hitler or a question mark or a star shaped into her. I don't know.
I don't know.
But she's not dating what's his face, so that's okay.
No, and she's not dating John Mayer, and she's not with Nick Lachey, obviously.
So, but she's a dyke. No.
You know what I love too, though, was that where else were you going to get? I mean, they obviously shown own a moment on Andre Agassi mm-hmm. with his final moment at the U.S. Open. And it was
I found you.
So sad. So sweet. But I thought it was fantastic that Rosie gave a big shout out, as we did last week, to the newly named Billie Jean King Stadium there mm-hmm. at the U.S. Open, which is fantastic. And, you know, and they kind of did the whole thing. They kind of went through the where has Rosie been, going through her family to her lawsuit. I mean, they didn't, nothing, no stone was left unturned.
No,
the haircut,
no.
the whole boy George taboo, her coming out, her marriage, her blog, which I haven't read any of her blog.
Right. Oh,
I need to start reading her blog.
It's rather poetic. She writes in these little poetry type, very conservative.
She's no Arianna Huffington, I guess.
Like, no, honey, not at all. She doesn't wax exponentially about really good things.
Yeah.
But she writes in these little, it's like poetry. It's very strange. And then she has these Ask Ro things where people can ask questions. So it's kind of fascinating, though. I've been watching it ever since all the star stuff started, just because, just to pay attention to see what's going on. And it's very popular. So,
wow.
There's also, her children are just beautiful. Can I just say?
Yeah, cute
kids. She's got some real
pretty babies. That baby looks just like Kelly, though. It's hilarious. Okay, but this is what I would like to ask Ro.
Uh-oh.
If any of you all would like to listen to us and then post it on her blog, this is what I'd like to ask. Did The View pick up a new sponsor? Because I do have TiVo, but I watched the ads because I thought that was interesting. And one of the ads that really popped out at me, and you all might know why, which I don't think The View's probably ever had as an advertiser, was KY. See, you can tell Peter and I don't talk before we come on the air because he didn't know I was going to say this. KY Touch. It was their first ad break. That is going to be the most expensive ad break. And it was right in the middle. So you kind of had to see it. And it was an ad with a guy and a girl, of course. It was like not going to be lesbo on them. Mm-mm. But it was about, you know, KY Touch, body massage, and personal lubricant.
And the guy,
like, was reading a paper in bed. And all of a sudden, he, like, looked down from his paper and, like, cocked his eyebrow at his wife. I was like, where have we ever seen lube ads on television?
Logo? No.
Lifetime,
maybe. I mean, maybe that's one for the girls, because that's definitely not for the guys, because anytime a guy has a tube of KY, he doesn't know what the hell he's doing in bed.
Yeah.
You can't use it. So I don't know if, I don't know if the girls use it.
This heats up. See, I think
you are not putting warming lotion in
I'm
my back.
You.
That car will not be parked in my garage.
I'm just telling you, this is what this stuff is, body lotion. That you, and they showed him like rubbing it on his wife's shoulders. But, you know, then if you want to have a little lesbo action, or if you want to put your strap on with your husband, you know, I don't know what they're trying to teach, but
how interesting. I wonder.
Good new advertiser showing up at The View.
Ooh, what a view indeed. What a view
indeed.
Isn't
that hilarious?
Yeah.
So that's my question. Ask Ro. Ro, I'd like to know how, if you think that your appearance and now you're sitting on the panel of The View helped have Johnson & Johnson's KY become a permanent sponsor and advertiser.
Warming Yelly.
Ooh.
Have you used it? Now I got to know.
No, I haven't.
No. Can you buy a bottle?
I've used lube. I've never used KY.
Can you buy a bottle and give us a report on it?
I was scared to put it on my hands, let alone any of my privates.
I mean, warming sounds like it's got
my
like
fur, as she so to say, as Rosie spoke.
Like warming, does that mean it's got like cinnamon or something evil in it?
It just means like, you know, like Tiger Balm, but maybe lesser.
Oh my God. You can't put that on your, oh my goodness.
I don't know that it's that hot. I think it's more like, you know, mild Thai food as opposed to spicy.
Oh my God. There's just a little tiny chili pepper on the menu, not the big giant red one.
Yeah, not the gadzooks.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, so Rosie, I'm going to keep watching you a little bit right now and see if they become less shrill. I thought they became a little less shrill today.
Mm.
Barbara didn't try to interrupt so much. And the blonde, they say that she and the blonde are going to get into it. Is that because the blonde's so freaking conservative or something? I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, I think Joy's going to kind of like take a cool punch and sit down. And
Joy was kind of raking her over the coals, though. She was really grilling her hard, which I was impressed that and Rosie bounced back. And I think it's good to have two like professional comics on there.
Yeah.
It's going to be really great.
Yeah, I think
but yeah,
really
Elizabeth, she's got like that old Mary J. Blige hair with the thing hanging off the side. And I'm so sure they didn't make fun of that. Why didn't they? It was a mess. But I don't know. I think she's just very super. I don't know. I've heard stuff about her being anti-gay marriage, but I can't really confirm that. I was trying to find that out today.
Rosie will, I think, bring the point home. As she said, she's got a lot to do, and she was like, we don't have to do it all today.
No.
So I'm going to watch. I want to hear about Cruise. I want to hear about Tom Cruise. I want to hear about her thoughts on gay marriage and what's going on with that. And
I'd
like to see her duke it out with Blondie. That would be fun.
Maybe
fun.
They'll mud wrestle. Maybe they'll wrestle in a pot of the warming jelly. They'll like lube wrestle.
Somebody ask Ro. Somebody ask Ro and leave me a
ask
comment.
Now.
KY Touch, brought to you by Rosie O'Donnell on The View.
Absolutely. They did mention at one segment, which I also wanted to briefly mention, that the crocodile hunter.
Yes. Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin has passed away by a stingray. See, I'm scared of things that swim in the ocean.
A stingray through the heart.
Okay.
I don't even understand that. That's like something out of some horror movie that you can see the thing come face to face and then kind of like flip that tail and just go through his back and through his heart. I don't understand, but...
Stingrays always go up, right? They swim on the bottom.
Yes.
And the tail flips up. So if he was swimming over the stingray and it got freaked out, that's just what happened.
But I've swam with a stingray and I mean...
Where? Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
You are crazy.
Yeah, stingrays they feel like velvet. They're really friendly. They're playful.
They taste good. That's all I know about them.
They're playful. That's skate wing, baby. They're okay. Playful. They're playful animals, you know? I mean, I don't know them to
really?
Be vicious. When you go to a lot of the aquariums, they actually have where you can
those
pet the stingrays.
But those have the stingers removed. They regularly milk them.
But not
them.
The one that I swam with in like off the coast of St. John or in the Turks
God.
And Caicos.
I don't like things in the ocean like that. I'm scared.
It's fabulous.
But it's so sad, unfortunately, that Steve Irwin is no longer with us. He was such a phenomenon. And, you know, what is it about Australian television stars that just instantly blow up? They're just so larger than life. And he was so fearless and he had such an empire. And I really feel bad for his very young family. He has a very young family. So my prayers and my thoughts are with them.
Absolutely.
So that was kind of sad. In another bit of, I don't want to bring the show down, but I have to mention it. Legendary in the ball community and beyond, the originator of Vogue, the one who taught the masses, who taught Madonna how to Vogue, let's just be honest and let's be real there, Willie Ninja passed away in New York. Now, I think the interesting thing is that it's so hard to find a lot of hard news on this, and he passed away a couple days ago, and still the major news wires aren't carrying the story.
Well, we'll keep looking.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, any of you who've seen Paris is Burning, you know who Willie Ninja is. If you haven't seen Paris is Burning, please go rent it. It's such a pivotal early 90s movie about this underground culture. It's the movie that brought me out of the closet. I remember going to see it alone. I think it was at the Music Box. And it was just a movie that really changed my life and my perspective on the queer community, because here were all these wonderfully vibrant people inside of a community able to be themselves, able to enjoy themselves and celebrate themselves regularly and be as gay as they wanted to be. And I saw that on the screen and I was like, oh, fuck, I can do that.
Yeah, that's a fierce movie.
I can be gay.
Fantastic movie.
So it's very sad to hear that Willie Ninja has passed, but know that there's a lot of love out there for Willie Ninja. And there are some dates that are coming up in the different cities around the country for vigils and things like that. So as soon as I do have them, I will post them on the blog for WindyCityQueerCast.com. You'll be able to find them in there, because I think it's something that if you can attend, you should. I think he was a big figure in our history. So enough with the sad news.
I have one quick story, and then we'll tell you what's going to be on the show tonight, because we talked last week about Helen Mirren, and a bunch of my friends were like laughing, but they all know that I love Helen Mirren. just a little bit of news. The Venice Film Festival, this is a report from the BBC America, which I watch, the BBC News. They said that Helen Mirren, her new film with Stephen Frears, director Stephen Frears, called The Queen, where she portrays Queen of England during the week of Princess Diana's death, the film received a 15-minute standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival this weekend. So that one is definitely probably going to be an award winner, award nominated film, and we will have more of Dame Mirren, I am sure, as this film starts getting released.
Wait, she is a dame?
She is a dame.
Why did I not know that?
I don't know.
They always
I heard
call
BBC
her...
say it. We're all good.
Oh, see, all the Yanks just call her Helen Mirren. They never call her Dame Helen Mirren.
Yes.
So on today's show, we have Robin Burr of the Center on Halsted, which is so exciting that it's coming along. This wonderful building is coming up on Halsted, a wonderful resource center for not just queer youth, for all kinds of GLBT people and services, and all kinds of businesses are going to be in there. She talks with us about the center, and she also talks with us about what to do if you're trying to get a center started in your area. So stick with us. We've got some great stuff as well, creeping up in the show, all kinds of good stuff for you.
And of course, we're going to be doing giveaways and all of our regular gaggle of folks with us every show that we do. So we'll be back right after this.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Perhaps fashion's greatest mystery. What makes a big, strong man say, "I think I need a new fur coat"?
I don't know.
The very height of political incorrectness. Nothing says, "I could give a rat's rear end" like a man in a floor-length chinchilla.
I'm taking no prisoners.
A look that's half street pimp, half Aunt Esther, and full-on fur-tastic. Sure, it's gauche, but you don't spend more on your coat than your car, not to be noticed.
Look at me.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer, because it takes a real man to wear a lady's coat.
Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Making your travel plans for fall? Thinking about that Christmas visit to mom's house in your old bedroom? Let the experts at GayHotelDiscounts.com find the luxury you're looking for at a price you can afford. If you need a queen in Phoenix or a king in Miami, GayHotelDiscounts.com can find the perfect room for you and your partner. Visit our website for gay destination cities and extracurricular ideas to dance off that second serving of mom's apple pie. GayHotelDiscounts.com for the gay traveler in you.
And this is a look at the news and around the nation. In California, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has signed Senate Bill 1441, the Non-Discrimination in State Programs and Activities Bill, which bans sexual orientation and gender identity discrimination in state-operated or funded programs.
In Washington, gay and lesbian couples have asked the Washington Supreme Court to reconsider supporting the state's gay marriage ban after the court's 5-4 decision last month overruled the findings of two lower courts, saying the court's reasoning ignored legal protections against sex discrimination.
Also, Jason Nabors, 23, he was sentenced to 11 years in prison after pleading guilty to manslaughter for aiding and abetting the murderers of California transgender teen Gwen Araujo. You may know Gwen because her story was made into a critically acclaimed Lifetime television movie called A Girl Like Me. Araujo, 17, was beaten and strangled on October 4th, 2002 after the men learned she was biologically male. Two men were sentenced to 15 years to life in prison after being convicted of second-degree murder.
And a little bit of local news here in Illinois. Democratic officials have selected an openly gay aide to a Chicago alderman. That's Alderman Marianne Smith, Northside Alderman Marianne Smith, in the November 7th race to replace the first openly gay member of the Illinois General Assembly. Senator or State Representative Larry McKeon is retiring, so that's great. Greg Harris, Mary Ann Smith, will replace him on the ballot, party officials announced this Wednesday. So that's good. We're keeping a gay seat in the state. Yay!
Yay! We'll be back after this.
Here's your kid's meal.
Oh, thank you.
Don't forget, that comes with a free prize.
A pony!
What do you say, Maggie?
Thank you!
What if wherever you went, you got more than you were expecting?
Left on Ashland Avenue.
Whoa, this GPS thing is amazing.
I know.
We've never gotten to Debbie's this fast.
Turn right on Wood Place.
Look, there's her house.
And remember, her boyfriend's name is Kurt, not Chris. Chris was her last boyfriend.
At LaSalle Bank, we think more is precisely what you should expect. More responsiveness, more service, more convenience. In a word, more.
The doctor will see you now.
My appointment's not for another 10 minutes.
Well, the doctor's running a little ahead today.
And with any luck, our philosophy will catch on everywhere. LaSalle Bank, making more possible. LaSalle Bank N.A., member FDIC.
And it's time for our giveaway. I've got tickets to see The Water Coolers, an office musical, at the Lakeshore Theater, located at 3175 North Broadway. It's right near the corner of Broadway and Belmont. Easy to get to, right in the hood. Maybe you can catch a drink before or after. Tons of stuff going on. Give us an email at wcmgpromo@aol.com if you want to win tickets to see The Water Coolers at the Lakeshore Theater.
Got something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY.
Is it always right to pursue?
Hey, this is Ari Gold, and you're listening to the Windy City Queercast.
And I know that I've been down this road before.
Thank you.
Robin Burr is the executive director of Chicago's new community center for the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community, Center on Halsted. And we're thrilled to have her with us today. Hey, Robin, how are you?
Hey, Amy, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's fantastic. And we're starting to get itchy now. This has been a long, long road to the Center on Halsted. And I'm sure it's a story that has rang out true in many other communities across the United States. But let's talk about the Center on Halsted. How did it start? And how long is the process to get a center for the gay and lesbian, bisexual, and trans community in Chicago been going on?
Well, it's been going on some time, and in fact, really years ago, and I won't name the years because I would probably get them wrong, but there were a couple of attempts previously to build or create an LGBT community center in the city of Chicago, and for whatever reason, the city wasn't ready or prepared for it. Those two previous attempts were unsuccessful. And I guess this the proper way to say it this time is truly the third time's a charm. Back in approximately the late 90s, there was interest in this particular site where we're building the building. In fact, Mayor Daley is credited for having said that that's the place where Chicago ought to have an LGBT community center.
Hmm.
And the property became available from the city, from the Parks District in the city of Chicago. So in 2001, a steering committee was formed to actually shepherd the project. And Horizons Community Services, which is Chicago's oldest social services agency serving the LGBT community, was asked to shepherd that project, so they put together the steering committee to take a look. So you can see from 2001 until our opening next year in 2007, it's been quite a process. But the organization Horizons Community Services actually changed its name to Center on Halsted in 2003 because we had the building and we knew that we were on our way to truly be able to complete this project.
So for people not living in Chicago, talk about where the center is located in our city.
Well, the center will be at the corner of Halsted Street and Waveland Avenue, which is really in the heart of what people refer to, I suppose, as Boys Town still, although the neighborhood's changing quite a bit these days, right behind Wrigley Field, really just east of Wrigley Field. And it is ideally located in a portion of the city that has traditionally been known as a very LGBT-friendly space. And actually, if you're not from Chicago, we have rainbow pylons going down Halsted Street. So if you're driving around looking for that area, you'll stumble upon it pretty easily and know when you're there.
And surrounding the center are what type of establishments and businesses?
Well, it's very much a neighborhood full of shopping, and certainly there are a number of LGBT-friendly bars, restaurants in the area, and so also a very big residential area. So in every sense of the word, our building will truly be a community center serving not only the city of Chicago and what we believe the greater reach to the entire Midwest, but our neighborhood. And welcoming neighbors, both LGBT and straight, and allies into the building to participate in the things that are going on there.
Now, we should say that there is a website, centeronhalsted.org, for people, if you're listening to this and you want to go and check out the website as we're talking. Tell us about the center. What will it actually house? What kind of resources, what kind of partners do you have within the Center on Halsted?
Well, there are a lot of variety. There will be a lot of variety about what goes on in the center, but the programs of Center on Halsted certainly are predominant and something that people should know about. And those are the programs that we brought from Horizons Community Services, which is a mental health and psychotherapy services program with an anti-violence project. We also house the state of Illinois AIDS HIV STD hotline. And then we also have a youth program named the Horizons Youth Program, serving youth ages 13 to 24. So with the social services aspect of what we do, but certainly when the community was surveyed to tell us what they wanted in their center, they wanted our center to be something that was serving the full life cycle, so not necessarily just a social services agency serving someone who's going through a bump in their road needing some help, but also something that would house community, cultural, recreational programs that that everyone would enjoy. So the center has a 175-seat performance space, as well as a basketball court that can also be used as volleyball courts, a series of meeting rooms, a resource library, a child drop-off, a cyber center, really a number of areas where people can come in and relax and simply be in the space. And not only will our programs be there, but we have room for 15 partner, we're calling partner organizations, who will be other organizations, LGBT serving social services organizations that will share space with us. And we have letters of intent from organizations like the Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce, the Amigas Latinas, ALMA, and some of those organizations who will have their programs going on inside our space. And then non-rental, if you will, organizations who just want to use the space for meetings. So they may have their own location, but they'll be able to come in and rent one of the meeting rooms or use the performance space, or, you know, the sports leagues will certainly be active with our gymnasium space throughout the season.
It sounds like it's going to be quite the place to, like, have a cup of coffee. Like, to definitely watch... To definitely watch everybody going by, going to a show, going to rehearse, going into a meeting, going in to be sweaty and play ball. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be quite an active facility.
It is. It will be something that our community really hasn't ever experienced before. And speaking of that cup of coffee, I should mention that we will house a Whole Foods market on the first floor facing Halsted Street, and their cafe will really be adjacent to the atrium and lobby entrance of the center. So you certainly can have a cup of coffee or something to eat from Whole Foods and sit down and enjoy and relax and meet your friends in the lobby.
Now, Robin, for people listening, I mean, obviously we hear the Whole Foods connection. A lot of funding goes to make something like this happen. And obviously finding a chief retailer has been helpful, along with the support that Chicago has from its mayor and its city, especially for this revitalization and fostering this community for gay and lesbian, bisexual and trans people in Chicago. But you have some unique funding things that are going on, some funding opportunities to finish meeting your goals. And tell us a little bit about those.
Well, we're actually, this is very timely to have the opportunity to tell folks broadly about the Center on Halsted, because we're in the midst of what we're calling our public challenge phase of the campaign. We're almost done. And a lot of money has certainly been raised from our very generous government support foundation, corporate, and very generous individual support in what we call the leadership phase of the campaign. And that was very intentional to wait kind of until the end and then ask the LGBT community, our neighbors and allies, to come aboard and support us in the final stretch. We have a grant from the Kresge Foundation out of Troy, Michigan, which, by the way, they do a lot of capital grants, and we, as far as we know, we're the largest grant to an LGBT organization that they have ever done. And upon completion of our campaign and adding a total of 1,200 new donors to our database, the Kresge Foundation will grant us $800,000 for our building, plus $150,000 because we're building a green building, and we're going to be one of the city's premier green facilities, and we're very proud of that fact as well. So we're really reaching out to folks to say, okay, this is your center, and it's time for you to help us meet the Kresge Challenge, and we need to do that before December 31st of this year.
So we've got some months left. How do people do that? How do they help support the center now? How do individuals who've maybe waited and said, all right, it's starting to be constructed,
it's
not
real,
maybe gone to enough, it's real, it's actually happening now. How do people actually now make whatever donation they can make that would be comfortable and tax deductible?
Well, it's easy. If obviously they're listening to this podcast, they're probably internet savvy, so pop on to the website and there is an easy place where you can click and make a donation. If they prefer to deal with someone live and in person, We welcome them to call our offices at 773-472-6469. Either way, we'll be glad to direct them towards how they can help us meet the Kresge Challenge.
And that needs to be met by the end of the year, folks. So definitely, if you've thought about making a donation to the Center on Halsted, and I think it's something that all of us should do. It's a way for us to help, you know, create a home for tomorrow's GLBT community. I mean, this is our legacy that we are leaving here, folks. Talk just a little bit, Robin, because as I said earlier, many communities may think we would love to have a GLBT center for our community. Some may not be the size of Chicago. Some may not have a Whole Foods as the, you know, champion retailer, kind of holding down the foundation. But what can people do, and how can they go about trying to facilitate creating a resource center or a facility for their GLBT community in their communities, wherever they might be listening to this podcast?
Well, they certainly have access to resources to find out how to do that. And there are a number of community centers across the nation. People are often surprised. They think that they nest only in the major cities like Los Angeles and New York, who are certainly pioneers in building LGBT community centers. But there are about 150 or so community centers across the country in cities of all sizes. And if someone is really looking for a resource to figure out how to go about that, there happens to be a National Association of LGBT Community Centers based in Washington, D.C., and I actually serve on the board of directors for that organization, and it's a great resource. Really, the mission is all about technical assistance for making sure that centers start and stay going and that they grow and are strong and are powerful and contributing members of the communities that they exist in. And as you might imagine, as cities differ, so do community centers and what they do and their purposes and their flavor. So folks should look for the resource at the national level at lgbtcenters.org. And the executive director there is Terry Stone. And that's a guy that can offer a lot of help as well.
Fantastic. Robin Burr is the executive director of Chicago's new community center. It's coming, folks. I think it's June, right? June 2007?
We'll have our grand opening, and we're planning for June of 07. The building will actually be moving and working out the bugs in the spring. So we're hoping for a March or April move-in, and we'll get things ready and throw a big party that everyone will get to come and help us celebrate.
Well, we will definitely be there. And folks, there is this challenge that we need to help make donations, large or small. Tell your friends, tell more friends to visit centeronhalsted.org. Let's get this center finished and built, performing at its maximum capacity. That we know the design and all of the energies put into this are just extraordinary, and they're coming to fruition. So centeronhalsted.org. Make your donations between now and the end of the year. It's a good thing to think about for things to do in memoriam or in honor of people and loved ones in the community as the holidays are coming up. So you can call also, if you prefer that, to a website. I don't think so if you're listening to our podcast, but I'll give you the number, 773-472-6469. And we appreciate you being on with us, Robin Burr.
Thank you so much, Amy. It's really appreciated.
Yeah. What have you done today to make you feel proud? It's never too late to try. What have you done today to make you feel proud?
And isn't it amazing what our community can do? We can open a center on Halsted for GLBT folks, and we can also star on The View and take over the universe. This is what we do, folks. This is what we do. So keep watching Rosie all week, and
support her. I think I have to
ask Roe about the KY.
This season, I'm very happy to support The View. I have to say, Area 51, Star Jones is gone, so that's good. Yeah, isn't she?
She's with
so
Tom Cruise. All kinds of crazy.
Really, I don't think her needle's floating yet. It will be someday. I want to let people know, those in the Chicagoland area, that my favorite bartender in the world, Todd, I did not know his middle name, so here we go. Todd Michael Keach, I believe that's how you say the last name.
Bartender Todd.
Bartender Todd, shiny bald bartender Todd with the glasses. He's so sweet. He's
from
Sidetrack. From Sidetrack. He's in the Square Bar in the back on Sundays. You can always check him out there. He's actually going to do the AIDS marathon in Chicago. And what's happened is Sidetrack, we love the Sidetrack, I have to say.
Yes, we love the Chuck Hyde.
Love the Chuck Hyde. On September 20th, so that's a couple weeks, you get your people together. September 20th is a Wednesday from 6 to 9 at Sidetrack. There's going to be a $26 donation at the door, a dollar per mile of the marathon. That's not a bad thing. And it's to help support Todd in the AIDS marathon. But the coolest thing is that there's going to be free drinks, there's going to be hors d'oeuvres, and there's going to be all kinds of performances. They're calling it the Racy Runner's Romp.
There you go.
And if you've ever seen Todd's rump, you don't want to miss this. He's such a handsome boy. But they're saying be prepared for fun, flesh, and foolishness. We'll see Circuit Mom. We'll see Carlotta Monroe, the Burlesque Boys, choreography by Todd, and so much more. It's going to be at Sidetrack. Y'all know right where that is. Corner of Halsted and Roscoe in
Boys
Town.
Corner Gay and Gay.
Corner Gay and Gay. No, I live at the corner of Gay and Gay. That's the corner of Nellie and Mary. Maybe we'll
I think you don't live on the corner of Gay and Gay. Halston and Roscoe is the corner of Gay and Gay.
No. We got the shoe and spin right. Okay, anyway. Wednesday, September 20th from 6 to 9 at Sidetrack. It's $26 cover. It's going to be open bar.
Yeah.
So $26. Come drink for a few hours. Support Todd. There's also going to be a cool game where you can adopt a mile to help him even further with the marathon. And again, this all goes to benefit the AIDS Foundation Chicago. So good.
And we need to let you know that we're going to start a series of launch parties. So if you want to meet Peter and myself or any of our gaggle of folks, we're going to start showing up at some of the hottest events around Chicago. Mm-hmm. We'll start telling you about those in our next Queercast. But we want to thank you for listening tonight, today,
yeah,
in
absolutely.
The afternoon, in the morning, whenever you listen.
Wherever you are. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com. So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows at windycityqueercast.com and in iTunes.
And email us at wcmgpromo@aol.com for all giveaways.
The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Windy City Queercast. Queer and now.
So do it today, yeah. Cause I can see a clear horizon. Whatever it takes to make you feel right, yeah. Let me hear ya. So what have you done today to make you feel proud? Yeah. Cause you could be so mad.
Get this podcast and more great ones like it on the High Performance Podcast Delivery Network from Podshow and Limelight Networks.
I love it.